Western Equatoria State SPLM chairperson Kennedy Ganiko accused Governor Alfred Futuyo Karaba of being corrupt and failing to follow government policies in running the affairs of the state. But the SPLM National Secretary for Political Affairs, Organization and Mobilization Kuala Tem says the row between political parties in Western Equatoria State is nothing unusual and should not compel Ganiko to withdraw the party's participation in state government affairs.
Ganiko have gone beyond his capacity as a chairperson of the party in the state. There is no way that he can decide on behalf of the whole party. That decision should have come from the leadership of the party.
Atem says the SPLM leadership is working to fix the matter.
Public must be calm, and the national secretariat, through the leadership of the party, we are going to resolve that. We have not reached the extent to condemn, but we are saying he should have not declared that without contacting the national secretariat.
Late last week, Ganiko, along with several SPLM officials in the executive and parliament of Western Equatoria State, decided to withdraw their participation in state government institutions after Ganiko, who is also deputy governor, accused Governor Alfred Futuyo Karaba of corruption. Ganiko said Governor Futuyo deducted the salaries of civil servants, members of the executive and lawmakers of the state by 30% in July without the consent of executives and lawmakers. He says state lawmakers have not been paid in 5 months, and neither have civil servants in the defunct states of Tombora, Meridi and Amadi.
Withdrawal of the governor from the Council of Ministers meetings cited reason for being allegedly accused of mismanagement of public fund and will only resume the Council of Ministers meetings after the intervention of the national government to address issues in the state. 2. Indefinite suspension of the Council of Ministers meeting by the governor on the 7th October 2022 without any clear administrative and legal reason. 3. The governor does not follow the government established system to administer state affairs.
Governor Futuyo's press secretary Alex Daniel Digi dismissed the allegations in a statement released by Ganiko, calling them unfounded. Daniel says Governor Futuyo did not attend the State Council of Ministers meeting last Friday because he was not feeling well.
All the accusations made by the deputy governor are not all concerns of the governor. These are the concerns of the ministries, of what the point they raise. If it is an issue to do with the finance, supposed to be the Minister of Finance. If it is an issue to do with the integration, supposed to be the issue of the Minister of Public Service. If it is the issue of the corruption, supposed to be the Anti-Corruption Commission responsibility. If it is an issue to do with mismanagement and poor administrative in the state, it is a responsibility of the parliament.
South Sudan in Focus obtained a copy of the press statement signed by Ganiko on behalf of the SPLMIG and three individuals from South Sudan Opposition Alliance, OSOA, other political parties, and former detainees. The spokesperson for the other political parties, Albino Akol Attack, distanced his party from the move led by Ganiko.
We have no member in that procession or whatever, we have no, and we are not even aware if there is any crisis. It was not brought to our attention as OPP. There is nothing that like that. So we are not part of what is happening there.
Some members of the South Sudan Opposition Alliance in the state government later released a statement rejecting the move led by Ganiko. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.